Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. The sugya starts towards the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Akol Sheikhtim Ula Olam Sheikhtim. And the Gemara starts off that Akol Sheikhtim is Afilu Oif, that even Oif Nishkita, not just the Behema. And la'olam sheichdim, the Gemara said, the Gemara had two tzadim at first. What does it mean, la'olam sheichdim? You always have to shecht. What's that coming to teach us? So in that context, the Gemara brought a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And the machlekes surrounds the pasuk of ki yirchak mucha amakim. It says, ki yirchav Hashem is gvulcha kashet dibalach, v'amayit ta'ich lebasar, and then it says, Ki yichem cha amakem ha-shiv g'shem ha-chechel asem sh'may sham v'zafachto mi-bekarcho mi-tzayncha. And like the Rishonim point out, you see from the psukim that something changed when Ki yichem cha amakem, when Ki yarchev Hashem l'kechel gavulcha. Then it was chal din that was in this parasha. This din that it says that you could shecht, you should shecht from your cattle, from your sheep, and from your goats. And the question is, what halacha exactly changed? So here we have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that it was usur to shecht before. You were not allowed to shecht the buck of a tzayin before you came to Eretz Yisrael and Hashem brought in the gvulim and you were rachik from the makam ha-shivcha Hashem l'kechel asim shumay sham. And basa taiva was usur. The only meat you allowed to eat was meat of karbanis. So, if someone wanted to eat meat, he would have to go and bring a karban. And now the pasuk is saying that that doesn't apply anymore in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to b'chol avas nafsh kotei chol basar v'zavachtem karcha mitzaincha. You could shecht. You're allowed to do the shechita, even to eat basar, basar taiva, basar chulin. And Rabbi Akiva held fakert that before this pasuk, you didn't have to do shechita. You're allowed to do nechira. Basa Nechira was mutter. And the Gemara had two tzadim. We had Rabbi's pshat that La'ilam Sheikhtim was going to Rabbi Shmuel. And you shouldn't think that now that we're gone from Eretz Yisrael, we'll get back the Isser. Because the whole heter to Shecht was when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Ki Archav Hashem is Kevulcha. You would think that when you're gone from Eretz Yisrael, maybe you go back to the Isser to Shecht Basa Taiva. Kamashmon la'olam sheichdim, you're always allowed to shecht. But Rav Yosef said, first of all, it would say la'olam sheichdim v'eichlim. The chiddush isn't that you're allowed to shecht. The chiddush is that you're allowed to eat. And also, it's not logical. If the original issur of basa taiva was because it's so easy to bring a carbon, you were close to the mishkan, but now, ki yirchak mcha amakim, now you're distant, so it's hard to bring a carbon, so now you're allowed to shecht and eat without bringing a carbon. So when you go to Golis, so Kolshkein, even more distant, so why would that bring the Isser back? So Rav Yosef said, that faked, it goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that there was no din you had to shecht, you're allowed to eat basa nechira, when you just killed the animals, you're allowed to eat it in the midbar, and Vizavacht is telling you a chiddush that you have to shecht, so you would think that that's only in Eretz Yisrael, ki yarchav Hashem is gvulcha. Then, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv to shecht. But could be, when you go to Golus, you'll have the heter of basa nechira again. Kamash malon la'olam shechtim. That's the Gemara, Shana Mishnah. And now we're going to try to go into the machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and explain both shittas. First, we'll go into shittas Rabbi Shmuel, and then shittas Rabbi Akiva. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's an isser of basa taiva. Where exactly does this Isser come from? Where's the Makar to this Isser? What is this Isser? So Rashi says, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, it's a Pasuk in Parashas Acharemais, Perek Yud Zayin in Vayikra. Then it says, Ish ish yubeis yisrael, asher ish yishka shori chesa v'eiz b'machne, oye ish yishka michutz l'machne, v'al pesach el moy lo hivi l'akiv korban l'ashem, l'fnei mishkan Hashem. So v'nichrus an ish u mikarev amoy. Anyone who shechts a shor kesef ha'ez in the machane or out of the machane and doesn't bring it to the oil ma'id to bring a carbon, so he gets karis. As I state them first at Basak and Acharemais, that's the Isser of Basa Taiva according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisus says that that Pasuk is talking about Kachim. That is the Pasuk of Shchut Echutz. You have two parashis there in Acharemais. The first one that says, Ashayishka Shari Chesav Eiz B'machana is the din of Shchut Echutz. And then afterwards says, Valeim Taimar, Ish Ish Yubeis Yisrael, Ashayala Eloi Zavach HaPesach Amei Le'eviu Lassus Eisel Hashem. That's the parash of Allah Eschutz. Discussed extensively in Zvachim in the 13th Perek, and in the Torah's Kayanim there in Acharemais, like the Rishayim point out. But that's the parish of Shchut Dechutz. That's talking about a carbon. How could you see in that Pasuk an Isser of Chulin? The Pasuk's not talking about Chulin. The Pasuk's talking about a carbon. Taisus doesn't bring the exact source that the Pasuk's talking about a carbon, because it's in many places in Shas, and in Torah's Kayanim, we didn't even have to bring it. Everyone knows that's the din of Shchut Dechutz. So Taisus says that both the Isser of Basa Taiva coined Rabbi Shmuel and the Heter of Basa and Chir coined Rabbi Kiva come from the same Pasuk. We see in the Psukim in Re'ei that something's going to happen when Ki Yarchav Hashem is Gvulcha, Ki Yirchak Lecha Amakayim, and then there's going to be Chala Dim V'Zavachtam V'Karcha B'Tzayincha. The question is, what changed? Is it the Pshat that the Torah is telling you a Heter? That originally it was all Aser, and now you have a chala dim b'chol amas nafshko teichol basi kini basa taiva, but originally not. That's Rabbi Shmuel held. So in the pasuk state the issa beforehand. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, this pasuk's not telling you a heter. This pasuk's telling you a din, a chiv. This pasuk is teaching you that there's a din v'zavachta. You have to do the hilchos shechita that Moshe was mekabel miSinai. And that teaches you that before that, they didn't have to do the hilchos shechita. Nechir was also mutter. But the Issa according to Bishmol is not from the Pasuk of Yal Pesach HaYal Mayit, because that's talking about Kachim. The Issa according to Bishmol is from Gufa, from this Pasuk of Chiyarchiv. And the Chiddush HaRam points out that Rashi, the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn that way, is because even if you could see in this Pasuk a Mashmayis of Issa beforehand, because the Pasuk's telling you from now on it's mutter, Ab Nishtan Dem State Dan Isser, it doesn't say the Isser in that Pasuk. There has to be an Isser. Bishleim, if it says a heter. So good. That means that this Pasuk is teaching us that until this point, there never was an Isser. So this din that we know, Allah HaMesh Misina of Shechita, was a Schadish Dafka when they came into Eretz Yisrael not before. Nothing wrong with learning that from the Pasuk in Re'ei. Because it doesn't have to say any heter anywhere. As long as it didn't say an Isser, it's Memele Mutter. But to say that the Pasuk in Re'ei is telling you an Isser, Abavu state the Isser. Where does it say the Isser? The Pasuk of A is makes it obvious that there is an Isser, but what is the Isser? Yeah, I guess Pshat and Taisus is that if when you see in the Pasuk of A that there's an Isser, so obviously Moshe Rabbeinu told them that Isser Balpeh earlier. Well, that's how the Ran wants to learn in Rashi. Now the Shail is, how do you answer Taisus Kasham on Rashi? So there's a few different Mahalchim that we have, how to answer Taisus Kasham Rashi, that Taisus asks, how could this Pasuk in Acharemes teach you Basa Taiva? The Pasuk's talking about Kachim. First is the Ramban. And the Ramban says simply, it's a Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis, what the Pasukim mean. I guess what we have in Shas, that this Pasuk is teaching you the din of Shchut Echutz, that's all going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel did not learn the Pasuk is talking about Shchut Echutz. See, the Rambam was Grand Marchiv. He held originally like Taisus. He didn't like Rashi Pshat. He had a lot of kashas on Rashi. We'll discuss some of them soon. But then he said, there's a Mefurish and Medrash like Rashi. It's a Medrash in Dvarim Rabba. That the Medrash says, on the Pasuk of Kiyachiv, Harbi Dvarim Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu V'chaz V'tir M'makam Acher. Teidelach Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishchit V'lechel Yisrael. Ad Shivyenu Pesach HaElmayit. Shenemar Fel Pesach HaElmayit. So he says clearly that the Issa of Shechita Schulin came from the Pasuk of Pesach HaOmayin Le'evi'ai. And then it says, V'kan chaz v'tilem shenem v'mechalamas nafshka teichol basar. So the Rabban learns it's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis of Rishmol and Bekiva what's the pshat, the Torah's kainan that says that the Pasuk of Kiyishka Shari Kesav Ha'ez is talking about Kachim, that goes like Rabbi Kiva, and the Rishmol learns it's talking about Chulin. And that's what he says also in Ramban al-Tayr in Parashat Acharei Mis, he's marchev about it. Here, in his Kedushim and Chulin, originally he wanted to go with Taisus Pshat, eventually changed because of the Medrash. But there in al-Tayr, okay, Rashi says that the Pasuk's talking about Kachim, and the Ramban says that that is one Pshat, but the Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Ramban wants to say, is Ramban is talking about Chulin. Because the first parasha, the parasha about Shechita, didn't mention anything about a carbon. It just said Shari Kesev Ayez. So that sounds like even Chulin. So if a guy's like the Ramban, this is what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk was telling them, and this was only negated for the Midbar, that you can't shecht the Shari Kesev Ayez by Machana, you can't shecht it inside the Machana, and even if you mechutz la Machana, and you'd say, well, now I'm too far from the Oil Moyed to bring it, but no, you also can't shecht it, and the Pasuk tells you the reason, and not to bring them to the Seirim, because there's a chash that if they're going to shecht even to eat outside, they might start shechting for Avodah Zarah. No basa taiva. Everything you have to bring, everything you want to eat meat, has to be a carbon. It's a shara kesev ayes, and he didn't bring it to the almay lack of carbon, it's not a carbon. But if a carrot, because he didn't bring it as a carbon, that's what the isser is. And then the pasuk's telling you a new isser. Now that you want to bring a carbon, you would think, okay, why should I bother going all the way to the Almay to bring a carbon? I'll bring a carbon right here by my tent, my backyard. And I say, no, you have to bring it to the Almay. That's when you have a carbon. Those are the two Isurim. One for Chulin, that you didn't bring as a carbon, and one for a carbon that you brought as a carbon, but not in the base of Mikdash, not in the Almay. So that's the first Mahalacha to answer Taisus. Kasha Taisus says that the Pasuk is talking about Kachim. Teretz says it's a machlokes tanam. Anywhere it says the pasuk is talking about kachim is going to be kifir. B'shmol holds it's not talking about kachim. That's Ramban's mahalach. Now the Rajma has anyway two other kashas on Rashi. One kasha is if Rabbi Shmuel's issue is coming from the pasuk al pesach al moed leviyah. Why did the Gemara bring it down? Why did the Gemara start from kiyachav Hashem lekeches gevulcha and telling you lahatel and basa taiva? Let this Gemara say where the issue basa taiva is. Why would the Gemara bring down the Makar to Basa Taiva when we're discussing is Basa Taiva Asur or not? And another Kashi asks, that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shmuel, that it says in the Pasuk, these same Sukkim, Ach Kashi Ochel is a Tzviva Sa'ayel Kentech Lenu, just like you eat the deer and another Chaya, you could eat the Bakar and Sain, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Tzviva Al Gufe Mi'av Ashari. So the Gemara answers, Ki Asur Achmana Beim B'dechayzer Krova V'chayin L'chayzer Krova L'Asur Achmana. If the site of the Issur, the Makar of the Issur is from the Pasuk of in Acharemais, Ashayishchit Shara Kesav Ha'ez, there it says in the Pasuk, Ashayishchit Shara Kesav Ha'ez. It says clearly what we're answering. We're answering Shechting a Shara Kesav Ha'ez. What's the Havimina to say that would apply to Tzviva Ayel if the Makar is the Pasuk in Acharemais? So the Rajbi says like this, Avada, even according to Bishmal, the Pasuk of a Pesach HaOmed is talking about Kachim. And Avada, Rashi's masking that the Pasuk and Acharemis is talking about Kachim, and that's not really the Makar for the Isser of Abbas HaTaiva. The Makar is Taka from Kiyachav Hashem is Gevulcha, that since it says when that happens with Zavach the Makar HaMetzaycha Vaisis beforehand, it's Asir. Nahai, that we know that there's an Isser of Basa Taiva from the Pasuk of Kiyarchiv, then we are Nikolo Chulin with the Isser of Kachim. And Mestami, like the Chedush Iran says, because Rashi is bothered, this can't be a Makar of an Isser, it's just a Makar that happens to be Asser, but this is not the Isser. Where is the Isser? The Tarit says, I've added that Pasuk so my Kachim. But now that we find out that Basa Taiva is also Asser, so that's also nichol in the Isser Kachim. Thus stated in the Rashba. The Chedush Iran goes perhaps a step further, perhaps it's what the Rashba means, that once there's no heter to shech the chulin, and the only way to eat basar is by bringing it as a carbon, you go and shech a chulin, that is shechting a carbon. That's memela shechting a carbon. Because that's what a behemoth that shechted is designated for, to be a carbon. So here's the second mahalach that from the Rashi and the Ran, if we're putting them together, Avada, they're both the same. This Avada, the Pasuk's talking about Kachim. But Haint, that we know that Chulin is Asur, So Mamela, every behemoth schulin that you shecht has that same issue of kachim. It's supposed to be a carbon, and you're shechting it b'chutz, has that same issue of shechting kachim b'chutz. So these are two malchim and answer Taisus kasha, that Taisus says, how could the makar be from Pesach HaMei, we're talking about kachim, we have the Ramban's mahalach. The Rishmael holds, no, the Pasuk's talking about chulin. That is what the Pasuk's talking about, period. And wherever it says that the Pasuk's talking about kachim, and one's for shkutei chutz and one's for lo chutz, that's not like Rabbi Shmuel. And we have the Rashi and Ran's mouth, no, the Pasuk is Havana talking about kachim. But when is an Isser of Basa Taiva, chulin would get the same din as kachim legan b'shkutei chutz. Isser of Basa Taiva would make it that chulin have the same din as kachim. In the Achrayim, there's another two malchim. There's the Maral in Gerarie on the Rashi and Acharemais, then he says that even Rabbi Shmuel, he wants to, I think, answer the Ramban's Kasha and Rashi. The Ramban, Rashi says the Pasuk's talking about Kachim. And the Ramban says, Pshuta Shemikha, wanting to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pasuk's talking about Chulin. So Maral says, even Rabbi Shmuel holds the Pasuk's talking about Kachim. But the reason why Rashi here in Chulin said that the Makar of the Isser of Chulin is from this Pasuk, is because since the Pasuk didn't say that we're talking about a carbon, why did it say we're talking about a carbon? Why did it say it in this way, Kiyishka Shari Kesev Eiz B'machna, Fal Pesach Omer Levil Avi Carbon Lashem? Why didn't we say that, Kiyishka Carbon Chutz L'machna? Why did it say just Shari Kesev Eiz? That shows you that there is an Isser of Basa Taiva. Because there's no such thing as shechting anything else other than a carbon. So Mela, we don't have to mention it's a carbon, because they didn't shecht anything else other than a carbon. So Mela, you'll understand yourself it's a carbon, but that implies that there's an Isser. But he says clearly, Lefiza, Basa Taiva in the Midbar is not Einish Karis. Rashi here, Mefurish says it is Einish Karis, and so does the Ramban and the other Rishainim. So the Mahalach and the Maral really doesn't stim with the Rishainim that say Klar it's Einish Karis. You're gonna have to learn either like the Ramban, that Rabbi Shmuel holds the Pasuk's talking dafka about chulin, or like the Rashi and the Ran, that even though the Pasuk's talking about kachim, but since it's an Isser of Basa Taiva, so chulin become bechlal the Isser of kachim. Then it's Siv, in the Hamak Davar on the Pasuk, he says, the Pasuk starts over, Zeh Adavash et Siva Hashem Lemar. Lemar implies that there's Teresh Shabbat Pehia, and he learns a lot of different parashias this way, that the Pasuk actually has two meaning. It had one meaning for the Dara Midbar, and another meaning, l'dayres. For the Dar HaMidbar, it meant, like the Ramban, that we're talking dafka about chulin, and telling the Kal Yisrael in the Midbar, don't shecht any animals without bringing them as a carbon. If you shecht an animal and don't bring it as a carbon, then you get karis. And it had one meaning, l'dayres, which means don't shecht any carbon. Which is different in pshat, but it's not so different in l'maisa, between the Ran and the Rashba that says that the Pasuk's talking about kachim and in the Midbar it included chulin. But it's a difference in lamdas, because they're learning that the pshat is in the Midbar, the chulin had a din kachim lagabi the din of shkutei chutz. Because since you weren't allowed to shech chulin, the chutz, any time you shechted, it does haste that you shechted carbon. That is translated as a shchita of a carbon, even though it's not a carbon. And then it seems to know, there's two separate dinim. In the Midbar, there's an Issa Shechita Schulin, not because it's a carbon b'chutz. Damn, there's an Issa Shechita Schulin because Le'izbuch Ho'edis V'chayim L'se'irim, it was a problem then. And then this same parasha, L'deris, means an Issa Shechita Schachim b'chutz. Now the Rambam, in Hilcha Shechita, Perek Dav Alochi Yed Zayin, writes like this, K'shehoi Yisrael b'midbar, l'en etzdavu b'shechita sachulin. When the Yisrael was in Midbar, they weren't in Stava to Shech Chulin, Allah Yenechu Neshech Nevaichlin Kesharu Umais. They would just kill the animal Al Yidei Nechira, like the rest of the Gaim. Then it's Stava b'Midbar, Shekala Reitza Lishka Layishkad El Shlomim. And they also were commanded in the Midbar, anyone wants a Shech, even Chulin, can only Shech a Shlomim. Shenema Ishish Yimeis Yisrael, Sheishkad Shar, Val Pesach El Amayid, Lamana Sheyaviyu, Vazavchu Zivchay Shlomim LaHashem. So there were two things in the Midbar. First of all, they were not allowed to shecht any animal, even an animal of chulin, out of the Ayil Mayid. They have to be makdash it and bring it for Hashem as a shlamin. And second of all, they were allowed to just kill an animal and eat it. And he says, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, then they Nechira became Aser, and they can eat Chulin only with Shkita, and also they could Shecht at any place they want. So it sounds like the Rambam is passing both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that first of all, Basa Nechira was Mutter in the Midbar, and second of all, in the Midbar, there was an Isser of Shkita to Shecht it, even if it's not Kachim, it's Chulin. So there are some that learn, the Arsameach on the Rambam discusses it, Baricha, Tzitzusu, Ayares, Dvash, and the Rambam held that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva don't argue at all. Mara mechada v'loi pligi. Now the Pasuk is telling you two things. First of all, before this Pasuk, there was an Isser to Shecht even Chulin, like the Pasuk says in Acheremais. And now this Pasuk says that you could Shecht even Berichuk Makayim, Kisircha Makayim v'zavachta. And second of all, before this, there was a Heter of Basa Nechira. And now this Pasuk is telling you that there's a Hilchus Shechita even by Chulin. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah Miksavian and the Lecha Mishnah, they all learn that the Rambam is passing the Rabbi Akiva. And I think the aside why they're learning that way is because Rabbi Shmuel that says that there's an Isser of Basa Taiva, he means to include Nechira. And that's what Taisus also learns. Taisus here asks the Kasha, why did Gemara assume that Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva are arguing? Why don't you just say Mara Mechad and Mara Mechad of Leipligi? They're both right. Rabbi Shmuel is telling you the Pasuk is teaching you that now you're allowed to Shecht. And Rabbi Kiva is telling you, the Pasuk is teaching you that you have to Shecht. But they're both right. In the Midbar, they didn't have to Shecht. They could eat Bas and Achira, and they weren't allowed to Shecht, like the Pasuk says in Acharemais, they have to bring it into the Ayel Mayad. So Taisus says, because since Rabbi Shmuel says that Bas at Taiva is Aser, why would Bas at Taiva be Aser? You could do Nechira. How is this Pasuk being Matir Bas at Taiva? Bas at Taiva was always Mutter through Nechira. Elam, are you going to say that when it says Nechir is Mutter, it means Dafka Tzviva Ayil that can't be brought as a carbon, but this Pasuk clearly is talking about Karcha Tzaincha. And there, how could you say it's being Mata Basa Taiva? You'll have to say that Nechira was Aser. So Emelor, Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Pshat in these Achreinim. So Emelor, the Rambam's not going like Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel obviously holds that Basa Nechira is Aser. Otherwise, you didn't have to be Mata Basa Taiva. You could have it through Nechira. But Rabbi Kiva, that says that the Pasuk here is coming to Aser Nechira and to be Matzah Shechita, he also could hold the Rabbi Shmuel that the Pasuk is also being Matzah Shechita if he would have learned the Pasuk of a Pesach El Mayid that's in Acheremais to apply to Chulin as well. So the Nesivan HaMakdava says, it's also in Reime Sada here, and he says, V'meila, it'll be Muchach Hizvart, that you could simultaneously learn the Pasuk Acheremais for the Midbar to Aser Chulin and Ladeiris to Aser Kachim. So that's how the Rambam learned. That there's no machlaikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Pasuk of a Pesach El Mayid. That's clearly Ladeiris Asering Kachim and the Midbar Asering Chulin. Now Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is no Hetef and Achira. So Memela Basa Taiva is going to be Aser. Because you have no Eitzi, you can't Shecht it. That's what the Pasuk says. And you can't eat it without Shechting it, because it's Nevela. So by default, Basa Taiva is going to be Aser. And the Pasuk in Re'eh, which tells you you could Shecht out of the base of Mikdash, you could Shecht even though it's not a carbon, is Memela being Mata Basa Taiva. Hashem and Rabbi Kiva, no, there was no Shechita beforehand. Basa Taiva was Mutter Al Yedei Nechira. And two things changed. First of all, now you will add a Shecht Chulin, do a Shechita on Chulin out of the base of Mikdash. And second of all, now you had to Shecht. Now you can't eat Nas Basa Nechira anymore. As I come to the Rambam, that's how the Netziv learns in the Rambam. Like we said, there is a Mahalach in the Rambam that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva themselves don't argue, but that is very hard to stim with our sugya. And it's not like the Nasei Kalim of the Rambam, it says that the Rambam passed like Rabbi Kiva. So we have this Mahalach in the Rambam that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, because he wouldn't say Basa Taiv is Aser if Nechira is Mutter. For Rabbi Kiva can hold like Rabbi Shmuel as long as the Makar doesn't have to be from Kiyarchiv, as long as the Makar could be from the Pasuk in Acheremais, he could also be maskim that in the Dara Midbar there was an Issur Shechita Michutz, even by Chulin. And two things changed when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that Issur Shechita by Chulin became Mutter, and Basa Nechira became Aser. And now let's talk about Rabbi Akiva, that says that Nechira was Mutter before they came to Eretz Yisrael. And a lot of G'dayli Achreinim, like the Tzlach, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, say that it's not the pshat that nevela is mutter. The Gemara never says nevela is mutter. The Gemara says nechira is mutter. And the Gemara also says that according to Begiva, the Gemara Akasha, that why don't you say that by nechira you still need kisei adam? Because just like Amol before, when Basa Nechir was mutter, Nechir needed kisei adam, so she still need kisei adam. So the Gemara says, "Hail v'itzer itzer." Now, once it became aser, so it's no longer a need kisei adam. The Gemara's lashon was in Rabbi Kiva, Nechirasan zuish kitasa. That's it. When it's saying Moki Shachal Lechem, Nechirasan zuish kitasa. So it's not the pshat that you don't need a shchita. It's not the pshat nevela is mutter. The pshat is Nechir is mutter. And really, you have a dugma to this. Even La Halacha, according to a man diomer that we know in Paskin like, there's a man diomer that holds aim l'shchita life min haTorah. Min haTorah, there's no din shchita by life. It's discussed in the beginning of the second parak. So there on Daf Chav Ches is mavur that even when you're not doing a shchita, you need the cutting the simanim to mitar midei nevela. Otherwise it would be nevela. And Rashi explains that you have to rip the simanim. You have to sever the simanim. You don't need a shchita, so you don't need hilcha shchita. You could do shia, you could do drasa, you could do chalada, you could do ikur, you could rip it with your hands, but the simanim have to be severed. Otherwise, it's nevela. So that's how the Gedolei Achronim, Mitzlach, Rabbi Kivega, and others learn, that's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva, that you have to actually cut the simanim. So mikoyach this, Rabbi Kivega, the Tzlach, and many other Achronim ask a kasha on the rush. And it goes like this. The Gemara goes on. If they have Avery of Basa Nechira, which Klai Yisrael brought with them to Eretz Yisrael, what's it then? So Gemara says the first, while they were being Kaivish Eretz Yisrael, the first 7 years, they were allowed to even treif. It says, Batamleim Kaltuv, they were allowed to even eat the treif for food of the Gayim. So Gemara says, no, either it means after, if they, let's say they salted it, and they still have it 7 years later, so it's negay, and also even in the seven, but they're only mutter to eat the treif of food of the Gayim, about the Mleim Kaltuv, but they're not allowed to eat their own treif of food. So mainly you have this shayla, if they bring in the basar nechira, they did nechira before, they bring in this basar nechira to Eretz Yisrael, what's it then? And Rashi explains, now that the Torah was mechadash and them a parish of shchita, that means that from now on, you have to be sheichet. But you could, whatever was done before the parish of shchita was in skadash is good. Or maybe no. And Rashi says, joishu kibbul skaru. Just joishu kibbul skar. Shetrichamon alaman ala emes afvi shekvar over. But the Rosh asks that the Gemara in Yuma asked on such a question, they might want to know that how did Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he put the clothing on the Kahanim? And the Gemara says, Ma'idahava Hava. And sometimes the Gemara says, Lemizber Kroi. If you want to explain the Psukim, even though it's Ma'idahava Hava, but you want to explain the Psukim. What exactly did the Psukim mean? Are the Psukim telling you that Moshe's instructions, that Hashem's instructions to Moshe was like this, or maybe it was like that? But if there's nothing to explain Psukim, it's a question in Svara. And it doesn't have any nafkamina, la locha la maisa, so in that vector rush, you say, Ma'idahava Hava. So Zagdi Rashi can't be that the Gemara is asking a shayla like Rashi says, Jushva Kalbaskar with no nafkamina, and that we say, Ma'idahava Hava. So there's a nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? If somebody makes a neder that from a certain time on he will no longer eat a certain food. So we have the same shayla. Does that mean that he can't buy that food anymore? But whatever he had from before he could still eat? Or no? It goes on, even the food that he has in his possession, that becomes aser. Or the same thing, let's say Bezdin, he says another time, let's say Bezdin wants to aser something, like the aser Gvina Sevdi Kechavim. So from now on, cheese of Evdi Kechavim is aser. So what's the halacha? Does that apply only to new cheese that you can't buy from a guy? Let's say you already bought it from a guy and it was mutter, it doesn't become aser. Or maybe, no, maybe it becomes aser. That's what the Gemara is negaya. So Rashi is saying a big chiddush. And it's discussed in the Paiskim, the Yamshel Shleima Efenart, Simon Laman Vav, brings the Rush, and he says, what's the halacha l'maisa? Says the Gemara was Iboid L'Yivshita. The Gemara didn't have a pshitas to the Shaila. So the Marshal says, so when you don't have a pshitas to a Shaila, but the Raisa go l'chumra, but the Rabbanah go l'kula. So let's say it's a neder, which is a din de Raisa, so you'd have to say, Safik de Raisa l'chumra, and ask everything that was in his hand before. Well, let's say it was, let's say, a takana that Bezdin made, which is the Rabbanan, which would apply, he says, even if a local bezin will make a takana. They make a takana. Let's say people are charging too much for a certain thing, so they make a takana. It happens sometimes. Can't buy any more fish for Shabbos because they're charging too much. That apply to the fish you bought. You could tell him all these types of takanas that they might make. Marshal says, the Safik Darabanan Lakula in that case. It's more than Yeridea, Simin Reshit Ches. The other Ramah brings from the Tashbats that it would apply to everything you have before. He doesn't bring the rush. And the Shach and the Taz bring this Marshal, bring this rush, and they hold that way also. What makes a difference? If it's an Isser that the Bezdin makes, and that would be an Isser Darabanan, they held its mutter, not like the Ramah. But if it's an Isser Daraisa, then it's Aser. Good, that's the rush. So the Tzlach and Rabbi Kiv Egam and a bunch of other Achreinim, the Asvan Daraisa in Simon Aleph and Einig Yantav in Simon Tzadik Beis, they ask that Eina Nidin Daima L'Raya. If something, an Isser is Chal at a certain time, so I can say Avada the Svara is that it's Chal on everything. Even if you happen to have had the product before the Isser was Chal, that doesn't mean the Isser is not Chal. This is chal a certain time, it's chal on everything. But here, by Eve Basa Nechir, what's the Isser? The Isser is Nevela. That's the Isser. Now, these animals died when they weren't Nevela. There was an Isser Nevela before. If the Isser Nevela was Neskadish at a certain time, like the Tzlach asked, why don't we ask when Matan Torah came? So if they had Chazer before Matan Torah, could they finish up the Chazer that they already have? Is it only Usser to buy a new Chazer? Who could eat the chazer they already have? You might never ask such a shayla. Of course, the Isser is chal on everything. So what's every bus in the chir? The Teretz says, we already have an Isser Nevela. There is an Isser Nevela. There's a din. You have to slaughter the animals that you eat in the prescribed way. Now the prescription changed. The method of shechita changed. But since this was shechted, what was done properly at the time, pia v'alachas of that time, so it has a din of basa shkuta, wasn't chal on the shame nevela. So then it's a good svara to say that that should remain, and it never becomes a nevela. It can't become a nevela afterwards, it's already dead. If it was always a nevela, just you didn't have an isa nevela yet, so now there is an isa nevela, so why shouldn't it apply? Just because you happened to own it before the isa was chal, what type of svara is that? But if there is an Isser Nevela, and what's Nevela? Nevela is animals that are not killed according to the way the Torah said to kill them. And the Torah changed the way it said to kill them in the middle. So that's the question. When the Torah changed the way, did the Torah change it retroactively? And now, even the things that were killed earlier are considered to be killed not in the Torah's prescribed way in the Nevela. When I'm afraid they become Nevela. Well, no. It means Mekanel Abba, this is the prescribed way. But till now, you shechted a good. So how could the Rosh be mendamed to a neder that you made, that now, from now on, you're not going to eat a certain thing, or Issa the Rabbanan, like Venus Akam the Chazal made, that from now on, this becomes Aser, Avad that I would apply, even if you bought and acquired the Chavitz before the Issa was Chal. So there's a few Turetzim that are given in the Achreinim for this Kasha, and we'll go through them a little bit, one by one. The Einig Yantav and Simon Tzadik Beis, he asked the same Kasha, and he says he wants to make leichter for the rush. And there are really two isurim by something which is not shechted, which we spoke about earlier in daf beis, is a lav of nevela. And according to some rishonim, perhaps the rush also held that way, there's an isur asay of ein zavuach. So the lav of nevela, that lumdus is correct. There was a lav of nevela before, and it never became a nevela because you did shecht it in the proper way. So mevela, that's the svara to say why it's mutter even after the laws of shechita changed. But the din of the asay of ein zavuach, which comes from this pasuk of izavachta, taka started only when they came to Eretz Yisrael. There was no such thing as an asay of ein zavuach before. Here's the asay of ein zavuach. So ay bazay, this iser asay of ein zavuach, that should apply to all the behemoths, even the ones that they had beforehand. That should be daima to a case where there was no such isser and the isser was neskadish, rather than the method of getting around the isser changing. That's any yantiv steretz. The stipler says it's a bit rachik to say that was the Rosh's kavana, but that's one teretz. And the stipler in art wants to answer with a very mechudish tiki aside, which is in a lot of achreinim, even though he doesn't blive with the answer. But it's kedai to read Eisiyah site, and it also is negaya to the Iker din of the Gemara of Vasa Nechira, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam, in Perek Da'alochi at Zion that we quoted earlier, says the following, Kishahoy Yisrael b'midbar, when it's stavu b'shchita sachulin, ala yinaychir ma'sheichnav a'echlam k'shar ha'goyim. They were neichir ma'sheichnav a'echlam like the rest of the goyim. So if we're going to nem on the side of the G'dayle Achreinim, that Nevela was not mutter for the people in the Midbar, and the Raya is, because it doesn't say Nevela, it says Basa Nechira, and the Raya is that it says Nechirasan Ziru Shitasan, and also that it even says that there's a Din Kisi Adam for Nechira, but then the Rambam is very shver. Why did the Rambam say Kachol HaGayim? It's not Kachol HaGayim. Gayim don't have to do a Nechira, they don't have to cut the Simanim in any way. Gayim can eat Mamish Nevela. So say the Bris Avram, from the G'dayle Achreinim, he understands in the Rambam a tremendous Chiddush. And this Chiddush is also an even earlier Achrin from the Ramah Mifanu, Rav Nachum Azariah, in his Maimer Chikur Din, it's Chayel Gimel Perichof Aleph, that he says that Goyim are Mitzuva Nevela also. They don't need Shechita, but they're Mitzuva Nevela. They have to do Nechira. That is a Vilde Chiddush. What's the Makar to the Chiddush? In Chazal, there are really two Makaris they bring. They bring this Apsikta Derav Kahana, it's in Parshas Noach. On the Pasuk it says, Kol Asher Uchai, Lachem Yeh La'achla. So it says there, Chai V'loy Meis. It has to be alive, not dead. If it's dead, they can't eat it. In Dem Shteit, there's an Issun of Vela for B'nai Noach. Now, Lachai, there's a Pasuk Mefurish not the way. The Pasuk says, L'seichel Kol Nevela, L'ger Asher B'sherech Atanana V'achol L'machar L'achri. Give it to a ger or sell it to a guy. So the Ramah Mifanu says something mamish paldik. He says, yeah, you could give it to a ger and sell it to a guy. But he's not allowed to eat it. And why isn't it lefneiva? Because we're talking about that it's chadiv v'denarin. He was able to get it without you. A pella. It's actually not the Ramah Mifanu that himself that said this teretz. It's the Mefarish there. But it's a pella. But Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, it's in Chela Gimel in the Sefer. It's in Meluim Simen Ches. He has a long arichas on this. He holds very stark at his side, because the Psaid Degayin had said that Chagovim, that died by themselves, are also to eat. And he wants to say, because you have this Issa of Nevela, that's in the Psikta Derav Kana, which applies even to a Remes. But it doesn't apply to a dog, it just applies to a Chagov. That's his big shtickle. But he says that in the Targum Yenison Menezil on the Pasuk of the Gerish B'Shrechet Lena Ba'achla, it says, Leisechlin called him a Kalkula B'Nechista. Don't eat anything which is messed up in the shkita. You should sell that to a guy or to a ger or give it to a ger or sell it to a guy. So it's clearly not talking about an avail that it died on its own. It's talking about an avail which the shkita got messed up. So that, Avana doesn't have a din avail for B'nai Noach. But if it died on its own, then it does have a din avail of B'nai Noach. The Ramah Mifanu also brings the Rashi in Chulin later to have Tzadik Bezim and Bez, that it says that the three things that the Goyim get right, and one of them is that they don't sell the flesh of a dead, of a mace, b'makulin. So Pashtus, Rishayim learn it means they don't sell a mace, a human mace. You know, they eat it, they're cannibals, but they don't sell it in the marketplace. But Rashi says it means an animal that died. I mean, he says, ani shamati. He himself learns it means a human, but he says, ani shamati, an animal. So you see, according to those Rishayim, there's an isser for them to eat an animal that died by itself. That's an avela. They're only allowed to eat meat that they kill. Now there's also a taisus that they bring that says this yisait. The taisus is on daf tzadik aleph amin aleph, and it's going on the gemara that says the gemara was saying about with Yosef and the brothers. It says utveich tavach v'hochein. The gemara says parlen beis hashchita. Show them the beis hashchita. And then it says, V'hochein, tul gidanoshe b'fneim. Command the yom, gidanoshe nesel v'nei noyach. Hochein means you have to take out the gidanoshe. So, and it says, it goes like the man the yom, gidanoshe s'asub v'nei noyach. So Taisus asks, Mech Taisus goes like the man the yom, gidanoshe s'asub v'nei noyach. It also says, parlem besa shchita. And that's not asub v'nei noyach. So Taisus says, one teretz that v'hochein is mashed without it is not mutter, as opposed to parlem beisa shchita, which could be like Rashi says, it was their own chumra that they kept shchita. But then he says another teretz, that parlem beisa shchita means haina nechira, shenitztavu al nechira. So Taisus says that b'nei naich on itztavu al nechira. So what do we have? Who holds that Goyim are Muzer on Avela? And they don't need a proper Shechita like a Yid, but they need at least Nechira. We have his Psikta Derav Kana that says that you have to be Koyem Eseshehu Chai. It says Chai V'loi Meis, Chai V'loi Nevela. We have the Mashmoyis of the Targum Yainasan on the Pasuk Leisech Kol Nevela, where he specifically says called the Mekalkel B'Nechista, that's messed up the Shechita, because only then you could sell it to a guy in a Ger. That's how Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Prilla wants to learn up the Targum Yainasan. We have a Rashi's of Anisha Mati, that Goyim don't sell Basim Meis B'Mekulin, it's talking about a Behemah Shemesim Elea. What's wrong with that? It must be the Tzatzir. And we have a Taisis in Tzatzadik Aleph, which says a Goyim and it's Tzaval Nechira. And the Ramami Fanu says this, and the Bris Avram, and the Nais Yaakov Simon Yen Aleph discusses this. That's the Nais Yaakov, is Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro, the Dvar Avram's brother. But he wants to say that it was Nishnis B'Sinai, Leisech L'Kol Nevela. So Mela, if it's Nemra before, it's Nemra B'Nelech Nishnis B'Sinai, so then it's Dafkali Yisrael Nemra. So originally, they were Nistava Nechira, but afterwards, when it was Nishnis B'Sinai, then the guy weren't Nistava anymore. But the other Achreinim, the Ramami Fanu, the Bris Avram, and the Bruchim Fishel Perlau, they were ending on that note, that even today, there's a tzivui that Goyim can't eat Nevel, they have to do Nechira. And that's the Diyuk of the Rambam, that there were Neichum Eshech Levechum Keshara Goyim. Now, I imagine, if you're gonna name on that Nechira is a tzivui for Goyim, I don't think Goyim would have to cut the Simonim either. I think it would be not Mistabra. If you learn out from the Pasuk, Remes Asher Uchai, the ikka is that they should kill the animal. They could choke it, they could bang it over the head, they could shoot it with a gun. Mistama, all that wouldn't be nichol and nevela. Nevela would have to be dafka mesame aleh. That's what I would imagine. Not like the way Rabbi Kivagan and Tzlacha learning up the Gemara Nechira means, like it means if you hold ain't shechita leifel minatayah, like the Rishonim say clearly from the Sugis to Gemara and Dafches, that you have to actually cut the simanim, you just don't have to cut it there as shechita. But al kopanim, the stipler says, Lefilis Yisoid, maybe we could answer the Achreinim's kasha on the Rosh. Because even if we're going to nem on that Avada Nevela is Aser, because the Gemara says you need Nechira, and the Gemara says Nechirasan Zuhi Shitasan, and the Gemara says you need Kisei Adam by Nechira, but that could be the regular Din Nevela for Bnei Noach. Once we're saying that there is a Din Nevela by Bnei Noach, so that could be the regular Din Nevela by Bnei Noach. So then it's not the Pshat, it's the same Isser. That they needed Nechira before they came to Eretz Yisrael was Mitzad the Issen available to Bnei Noach. The Issen available to Yisrael was Neschadish when they came to Eretz Yisrael. So it is the Pshat that a new Isser was Neschadish as opposed to just a new way, new halachas and an Isser that was always there. So the male of the disciple says if you can makabel this Yisrael, the Rosh is Meyushev. But he says it's very schwer. Lamaisa, we have a whole sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches about what Bnei Noach Mitzvah, and the Gemara there says Evim and Achai, and the Gemara doesn't mention Nevela once. We have all Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. He never mentions Nevela once. The Imre Bina in Hilchos Treifus, Simon Zion, also discusses it. He says, he also brings it down, but he says he can't be Makabalit because it's not there in the sugya. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim doesn't say that there's an Issa Nevela. The Gemara in Sanhedrin never says there's an Issa Nevela. Al Karach, we don't pass like the Psikta Darf Kana. It's not brought, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo wanted to say that maybe the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel that says, Nachem b'Nechira Sagilu, it's good enough for them, Nechira, so the Gemara does say it. But it's just a remez. Why would the Gemara speak about it? Can't be such a thing. So the Taisus that says that then when it's Tavual Nechir and Afzadik Aleph, Achreinim learned the Be'er Sheva, the Rosh Yosef, Kama Achreinim learned that he means that Tavual Nechir means Evim Nechai. That's all he means. That they have to kill it, because otherwise if they would just take a piece of meat off without killing it, Evim Nechai. The Rishonim, they say it Mefurish. The Rajbar, the Chidush Yeran, the Rishonim, they Mefurish, say this Teretz, Evim Nechai. The Taisus HaRosh also says that Tavual Nechir Mishum Evim Nechai. So, okay, the Taisa Roshes is often that the Pshat and Taisa says it's just a din of Evim Nechai, it's not a new Issa Nevela for Bnei Noach. That's the Pashta. So, Mela, the disciple didn't want to say this Teretz L'maisa. But Menachzal Yenenu, to get back to what we were saying, we're discussing the Achreinim's Kasha, the Slacher, B'Kvega, that's from the Reis, and Yantiv Kama Achreinim, the disciple What's the pshat that the Rosh was able to see in our Gemara of Eivir Basa Nechira, that they brought into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara is a shal, if it's Asur Amutter, he tells it to when an Isser is chal at a certain time, like you make a neder to start at a certain time, when Isser Darabana and a Bezim was Geizer to start at a certain time, would be the same shal if you have the product before. Is it Nichlal? It's very different. Eivir Basa Nechira, there was an Isser Nevela. An Isser Nevela means when it's not shechted properly. And they changed the rules on what's called shechted properly. So it makes sense. If according to the rules of that time it was shechted properly, it wouldn't be nichol nissen avela. Mashenkin, when the issu was in Skadish, so rather the issu would apply to anything that was around. Not just, even if you owned it before the issu was chal. So we had a teres from the stipla that there was no issen avela. That thing you needed nechira was because b'nei neicha mitzvah nechira. But he doesn't like the teres. L'chair it's not that way. L'chair b'nei neicha not mitzvah nechira. So the Stipler wants to say that when the Rambam says that there was Sheikh de Venechim Kechol HaGayim, he means there was no Issen available B'chlal. And that would explain the Rush. But the Chirasas Yerushik Tosin is a pshat that it's the matte for the Issen of Eivim Menachai. Even though you don't need anything special for it, all you need is that the Behemoth should die. And even if it died by itself, it wouldn't be an Issen of Eivim Menachai. But Lamaisa, when you have a live animal, you are being matte the Issen of Eivim Menachai by killing it. And that's Pshat of the Rambam, Keshara Umais, Keshara Goyim. So maybe it's not Shver. So Kondais Lefizeh, I think we have really three Pshatim of what Nechira means. The Kveg and the Tzlach Nemon that Nechira means the same thing it meant by Ein L'Shkita Leif Menatar. Nechira means you have to actually cut the Simonim. You just don't have to do it Derech Shkita. And Lefizeh Achreinim that we're Nemming on, that Goyim HaMetzuvah Nechira, I don't think they mean that Goyim HaMetzuvah to actually cut the Simonim. I can't imagine that's what they mean. I just think they mean, and it's Mavur B'l'Shainam, that Meng Sumeileh is a problem. You have to kill the animal. If the animal dies by itself, then it's Aser. But you have to kill the animal. That's what it means, Nechira. Any form of killing is Nechla Nechira. And then you have the Stipler saying, the way he learns up Shat in the Rambam and in the Rush, that the only Nechira is Lavdafka. It means Basa Nechira means any meat that died, not Derech Shkita, that's called Nechira. There was no Issen Avail in the Midbar. But there's a teretz from Abul Chanan, it's in Kavitz Aris, in Simon and Tess, I say, it's also in Kavitz Rirma Mecheris. He declares a Chakira. He says, is the pshat that once you shecht, it's geshechten, and zehu, and now you don't need the heter of Shechita Keseder. It's already, if it died, there are Shechita, so that's it, it's mutter, zehu. Or no. Any dead animal needs the heter of Shechita Keseder. As I call it, Achakira. He wants to bring a raya, because there's a man, the Omer, that says that a shechita doesn't work by a ben pekua. If you have a female animal that has a vlad inside, so we paskin that even if the vlad is alive, the shechita works for it. But there's a man, the Omer, that holds that the shechita doesn't work if the animal's alive. So, Taisus asks, so, maybe the animal was alive for Shas Shechita. Maybe it was alive for Shas Shechita. So he says, if you didn't come out of the world alive, then it already works. So he says, you see, that the Shechita worked for Shas Maisa, because it was still inside the animal. But then when it came out alive, now it doesn't work anymore. So you see, you need the Shechita to work Keseder. As Isaac Jabal Chanan. And he says, and that's the Pshat. He has a Raya from he's a Raya from that Gemara. Because he asks the other way. What's the Havman of the Gemara that it should be also when they brought it into Eretz Yisrael? He's naming on, like the Gdele Achreinim, Nechira means is an actual Maisa Nechira that makes it Eis Nevela. So if Nechira made it Eis Nevela, it's not Nevela. How did it become Nevela afterwards? He asked for Keret, you have a Nechira, it's not Nevela, it's Mutatid, how did it become Nevela? He doesn't have a Havimina that now, Lemafreya, it shouldn't work. No, then it worked. How did it become Aser? Elamai, because you need the heter of Shechita Keseder. So that's the question. Now is the pshad that you no longer have the heter of Shechita, so it becomes Aser. And the other side of the Gemara, Zakhtar B'chanan, is not that you don't need the heter of the Shechita Keseder, but if both of them hold you need the heter of Shechita Keseder. The other side is, like the Rush, that when the rules change, whatever you had beforehand could go by the old rules. Now, the Chanan's answering the Achreinim's kasha like this. If you can enem on that Shechita is a matter in Zehu, and now it's mutter and it doesn't need the Shechita anymore, there's no Shailu be mutter l'kuliyam, there's no tutsadim. Elamai, Shechita is Keseder. You need Keseder, a matter of Shechita, even after the Shechita. So Avadi lost that. Avadi lost the matter of Shkita now that came in Eretz Yisrael. So what's it sad that it's mutter? Only this sad that when the rules change, you could go by the old rules for whatever you had before, and that's pshat in the rush. That's like Yom HaChana. So these are the four Mahalchim that I have in the Achreinim to answer the Gdele Achreinim's kasha on the rush. You have the Einig Yantiv that Einig Zvuch didn't exist before man, before they came to Eretz Yisrael. You have the stipler that they didn't have the Issa Nevela. That you needed Nechira is because of the Bnei Noach's Issa Nevela. Like this very Mechudish to Ketzad that Kama Gdele Achreinim say that Bnei Noach have an Issa Nevela. You have the other Tzad of the stipler that Nechira is loved Afka. There was no Issa Nevela, period. That's how the Rosh learned. And the Arab B'chanan's Pshat, that he's learning Nechira is to be Maitzi B'dei Nevela. But in order for Shechita Maitzi Nevela, it's not good enough it was already Maitzi B'dei Nevela. It needs Kasei to the matter of Shechita Kasei to Maitzi Nevela. And Avada, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, Nechira can't be Maitzi B'dei Nevela anymore. So Avada will be Aser. And the only Tzad to be matter is, like the Rosh says, that any Issa that starts at a time doesn't apply to the things that you had before. Now let's see one other inyan on the Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin, when the Gemara asked the Shaila of Evrei Basin Nechira, Shech Nisi Yisrael Imam La'aretz, what's the din? The Gemara says, Ilayim v'sheva shekivshu, hash the dava tummy ishtu luhu, nixivabatim layim kol tuv, amra b'yim b'rabam rav kali d'chazimi, Basin Nechira mibayit. That if it's even mutatid anything that's aser, even chazayim, as you learn that from the pasuk u'batim malayim kol tuv, and it says v'chalta v'savata, like Rashi says, so why couldn't they eat the bas in the chira? So Mar says one teretz is talking about afterwards, and the Mar says the second teretz is dafka by shlal didhu, their shlal, dafka shlal shlev v'chavim and not didhu. So the machlekes Rambam and Ramban in this inyan, the Rambam is Nilchus Malachim, Perichas Halacha Aleph, and the Ramban is on this pasuk taka Dvarim. Perigvav pasuk yud, and it's a machlekes in the gender of the heter. The Rambam says chalutzi atzava kashe yichnasu begvul agayim v'yichvushu aysam v'yishu mem mutam lachol nevelus chayvus v'basa chaziru kiyitzibay. Im ra v'lo yrotzim ayeichel ela macholas elu asur. Ipiyeshmu lamdu batim leim kol tuv arvi chaziru mukiyitzibet. So the Rambam makes a t'nai that has to be if they're hungry and they have nothing else to eat. The Nisekelim say clearly it doesn't mean if they're b'sakana. Sakana is the fashis, you don't need a heter. It doesn't mean if they have nothing else to eat, meaning that they can't be matriach and wait and find something. But it means that if they have other food to eat, then they shouldn't eat it. This is special for the chalutzei tzava. We don't want to be matriach on them to have to find kosher food. So the Rambam's learning it's a din in milchama. The Rambam doesn't make any chilek between a melchemes mitzvah and a melchemes rishus, between kibush Eretz Yisrael and other kibushim. But l'idach gisa, the Rambam is mashma, as I stated in Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah tafkuf chav zayin, and in Avi Ezri, that's tafka the soldiers. Only the soldiers are allowed to do it, and only if they're hungry, only if they need it. The Rambam puts a din right next to the din of Yifas Tayyar. It's a din, it's a heter for soldiers, it's a heter for melchama, when they have a melchama al pitayr, there's a din of Melchemes Rishus. Parsha Shaiftim is all Parsha of Melchama. This is one of the dinim in Melchama that the soldiers, if they're hungry, they can eat tray for food. That's the heter atayr if they're hungry. The Ramban, on the Pasuk here, Vishanan, Perigvav Pasuk Yud, he argues on the Rambam. He says there's nothing to do with that. It's not a din in Melchama. It's a din in Shlal. It's a din when they capture Eretz Yisrael, dafka by Melchemes Mitzvah, dafka by Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That Kibush Eretz Yisrael state that din abatim leim kol tuv, that they're allowed mitzad the hilchos shlal to eat all the tray for food that's there. That's all they do if they're hungry or not. That's all the Ramban. So it's negei machloikis the Rambam and the Ramban. First of all, the Ramban is lechumra because it's dafka by Kibush Eretz Yisrael, dafka by mechemes mitzvah, it's not by all mechemes. But the Ramban is a kula, it's nothing to do with the soldiers. Stop, gans kali so it could eat all the shlal. That's nothing to do if you're hungry. All the shlal becomes mutter gomer, mutter lechatchila. Going to the Rambam, no. It's a din of Lucham. It's a din the soldiers that are hungry, they can eat. So, kama achreinim. Huge settle of achreinim. Well, that's a kasha. The Agamar state first, not like the Rambam. Agamar asked the kasha, l'maynaf kemina. L'maynaf kemina. Of Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila. Of Avri Nechir Shechnisa La'aretz. Since they were mutter to eat batim leim kol tov. So, shalami bayim. If you're going to say the whole heter is if they're hungry, so nafka mean if they're not hungry, if they have other food. If they have a chira mutter, so they could not mean it. But al sedin of shlal, it's only if they have no other food. If they have other food, they have geshacht in the food. So then it's, then they wouldn't have to eat every nechira. And like the Minchas Chinuch says, nafkimin is not for the soldiers, for the noshim and the ketanim that aren't soldiers. Could they eat every nechira? They have no head to eat the shalal. L'chayr, it's mamash and mafur shirayi to the Ramban, akadekach, that the achreinim are bothered, why the Ramban didn't ask this kasha? This kasha was asked by the Parashas Drachim from the Mishnah Lamelech in Jush Ches. It was asked from the Ariz Dvash and Chelik Beis. At the end of the Sefer, it was asked by the Tur Evin Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. And the Chareinim here, the Tzlach and the Leivari and Tveris Yankov and the Mritzchias. Habavus the Kasha and the Rambam. One of the Terutzim they give, Rabbi Kvega gives his Terutz. It's there in the Gillian of the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. It comes from Rabbi Kvega in the middle of Jush Ches. Arach Ches and Jush V'chidish. Pasha the Terutz, that's Gufa, the Tutzdanim and the Gemara. The Gemara that named on that it's not only Shlal the Doom. Sal Karchach, it's a blanket hat for everyone. Hashem came and the Gemara says it's Dafka Shlal the Doom. Dafka Shlal ever come, not their own stuff. So Mela Hu Adin, it's Dafka when they're hungry and not when they have other things. The Tarech of Bekvega says it, the Mritzchias in the back says it, the Rosh Yosef says it. I don't hear the Hechach so much to me, and sorry I can hear Fakert, that if their own treifa stuff is also mutas of tesis psahed b'shasat chak to eat whatever you can find. You don't have to go search for kosher food. What's the difference their food or that food? So that would mean, but only if you're hungry. Mashenkin, when you say it's only a head to fishlala v'vicham but not to do, so that would sound a little bit like their Ramban. So now you head to on their shlal. It's nothing to do with being hungry. So mela should make it mushver betzim. I saw Rav Aaron Kotler, the Mishus Rav Aaron, in the Chalas Tshuvas, Arachayim Yud Ches. He wants to be titled in the old Shaila of Hutchu and Nechuya, like you find, let's say, Tum Hutchu B'tzibur. The Shaila is a Hutchu and Nechuya. He doesn't shtel the Su, but Lechayr also like Bikuach Nefesh is the Shaila of Hutchu and Nechuya. And Lechayr, the Shaila is like this, when the Torah matters something for a cause, so let's say Tum Hutchu B'tzibur, Lechayr means that for the purpose of bringing Kabbana Tzibur, so we want to waive the Isser of Tumah. So the Shail is, does that mean the Chuyah? So only when your mamish need it. If you can manage a Patara, you can't do it. No, once it will matter, Bishvul Karban Tzibur, it's Mutah B'chalayfin. V'alach Derek Zeh, when you have to be Mechal Shabbos to save a Chayla Sheish B'sakana. Avadam, it's only because Chaviv and Nefesh Yisrael and the laws of Shabbos are waived to save the Chayla B'shalas. Once they are, is it only when there's no other way to save him? Let's say you could do it with the Shina, with the guy, you mechayiv to do it that way. You know, once it became mutter, once the laws of Nilchus had become mutter, you're allowed to do it in all Eifanim, even if you have another Eitzah. So same thing here. Avada, the Ikedin of Shlal is like the Rambam says, it's this emergency procedure for the soldiers. But if you hold Hutcha, if you hold Tum Hutcha, B'tzibu, B'kuch Nefesh is Hutcha, whatever it is, so then, the Halacha would be everything's mutter. So Melo, it wouldn't be negay and every bus and achira, except by saying that the only heta was chal on the shlal of the goyim, not on the things that belong to the Eden. But the Rambam passes the chuya, so male, the Rambam says it's only mutter, kefir ikri adin, only if they're avim and they need it, and it's hard for them to get the kosher food. That's a teretz of Aaron. And we'll discuss the sugya of pigim of a sakin, which is on Yud Zayin and Mabez, together with Taf Yud Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.